Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, after 300 public hearings over 4 years, the public inquiry into the Grenfell fire disaster concluded hearing evidence this afternoon. The devastating blaze at the 23-floor block of London flats in June 2017 claimed the lives of 72 people. Irish families were among the bereaved and survivors, and an Irish company, Kingspan, has faced intense scrutiny and criticism at the inquiry. The Cavan firm insists its insulation had nothing to do with the cause of the spread of the fire. However, lead counsel for the inquiry today accused Kingspan of remaining silent on several key issues around the blaze, adding that it had contributed to a web of blame around the tragedy. Well, Barry Lenehan joins us now. He has reported on this issue for us before. And Barry, today marks the end of a very long process.
Yeah, 300 public hearings, as you say, 646 participants, 320,000 documents and 150 million sterling in legal fees. The public inquiry starting as the flames still smouldered at Grenfell Tower 4.5 years ago, and it was established to examine what exactly led to the devastating inferno, which began on the fourth floor of the 23-floor block of London flats but spread rapidly in the early hours of the 14th of June 2017. 72 lives lost, including 18 children, hundreds left homeless, many more traumatised. And all this unfolding in North Kensington, one of the richest parts of London. Dennis Murphy of Limerick descent was among those who died, and Carlo's Willie Thompson was among the survivors. He's campaigned tirelessly for answers as to what happened.
And as we said, there's an Irish company under the spotlight at this public inquiry. So what did the inquiry hear throughout this week?
So the inquiry's chair, Martin Moore-Brick, will ultimately consider all the evidence before presenting a final report with recommendations and conclusions. Now, the inquiry has already stated that the principal reason for the fire was a highly flammable form of cladding, aluminium composite material. However, the cladding manufacturer, Arconic, has consistently blamed the insulation. Insulation manufacturers, including Cavan's Kingspan, have consistently pointed the finger at the cladding, and all three said they were in no way responsible for the design or construction of the cladding system. Kingspan and another manufacturing firm, Celotex, have also been accused of ignoring safety risks when selling products for residential tower blocks, and they insist their products could be used safely with the right designs. But the inquiry had been warned at the very outset of the potential for, quote, a merry-go round of buck passing, and at the beginning of the week, lawyers for the bereaved and the survivors of the fire claimed a, quote, rogues gallery of firms had shirked responsibility for the disaster, as we can hear now.
Self-interest is unhumbled by the disaster and indeed by this inquiry. The leitmotif of Grenfell is the failure of anyone to take responsibility, either then or now. No corp participant accepts any responsibility for the disaster, each instead seeking to diminish its own role. Each corp participant continues to blame others.
Lawyers for the bereaved said the key players had been fraudulent, grossly negligent and reckless. One went further still.
What happened was criminal, in the colloquial sense and in the legal sense.
The lack of an apology from the key firms heaped injustice upon injustice, the lawyers claimed. The families expected a lot more.
What they wanted, first and foremost, what they expected immediately after the fire, was arrests, prosecutions, and imprisonment of those that were culpable. But instead, what they got was 5 years of this inquiry.
Lawyers for the bereaved and the survivors said the firm Arconic sold the cladding knowing it had failed fire safety tests. The multi-billion dollar US-based multinational rejected this. Several of its key executives refused to be cross-examined at the inquiry, citing an archaic French law known as the blocking statute. And the firm's solicitor took aim this week at other players who solely blamed Arconic for the tragedy.
Some of them, at least, have clearly found it convenient to identify our clients as carrying the major burden, or indeed the sole burden, of responsibility for the tragedy, thereby demonstrating not only that they have failed to find answers to the careful arguments which we put forward, but also demonstrating that placing blame on others, and especially on the company which we represent, is a very convenient way of avoiding their own responsibility.
Arconic's lawyers said insulation placed underneath the cladding was also to blame, and Arconic pointed the finger directly at Kingspan, whose Kooltherm 15 insulation product, or K15, was used at Grenfell Tower. It claimed toxic fumes were, quote, responsible for most of the deaths, and these were released by burning foam insulation made by other firms. Here's what Kingspan's solicitor had to say in response.
Not only was the presence of the PEACM cladding the principal cause of the fire spread over the tower, but it was the overwhelming cause of the rapid fire spread. The expert evidence demonstrates that the type of insulation used behind the PEACM cladding was not relevant to the nature and speed of the spread of the fire over the tower. There is no evidence before the inquiry that any person was adversely affected by any toxic smoke from K15.
In closing, Kingspan's lawyer returned the favour to Arconic, laying the blame squarely, solely, at their door.
A significant share of the responsibility for the tragedy of the Grenfell Tower rests with Arconic. In addition, responsibility also rests with those responsible for the design, construction and approval of the refurbishment works.
Earlier this week, Kingspan recorded record profits of £830 million, but it was once again forced to apologise this week for these text messages between two employees read out to their boss, Adrian Partager, earlier in the inquiry.
Peter Moss, what? In capitals, we lied? Question mark. Honest opinion now. DW. Aaron Chalmers. Yeah. Tested K15 as a whole. Got class one. Way. Lol. Aaron Chalmers. Yeah, all lies, mate. Pete Moss. Just tickling your balls, mate. Aaron Chalmers. Balls. All we do is lie in here. I've shown you that because although it's not particularly literary, it's certainly clear as to what it's saying. Is this what your own technical team thought of the bit of a cheat?
Reading that, it's certainly not the view that they espouse externally.
So, Barry, that brings us to today. What happened?
Counsel for the inquiry, Richard Millett, he accused Kingspan of being silent on some elements around the fire. And he also said that the core participants before the inquiry appeared simply to have used it as an opportunity to position themselves, he claimed, so as to minimise their own exposure to legal liability. He also claimed they'd woven a web of blame, each blaming each other. The merry-go-round of blame turned still, but ultimately the inquiry had to conclude that all debts at Grenfell were avoidable.
If everything that has been said is correct, then nobody was to blame for the Grenfell Tower fire. Can that really be right? Is the answer that you are to give to the survivors, to the grieving families and to the wider public, to be that the Grenfell Tower fire was just a terrible accident, just one of those unfortunate incidents that happen occasionally? Is that the answer that these core participants taken collectively would urge upon you? And if they do, are they really as sorry as they say? The merry-go-round turns still, the notes of its melody clearly audible in the last few days. You will be able to conclude with confidence that each and every one of the deaths that occurred in Grenfell Tower on the 14th of June 2017 was avoidable.
Richard Millett this afternoon. And watching on this week as the inquiry closed was Ed Daffern, who warned authorities Grenfell fire would happen and who escaped from the 16th floor of the tower on the night of the fire in question.
What we want as bereaved and survivors is we want those people that perpetrated the crime against our community that resulted in the death of 72 people to take responsibility for their role in what happened. And instead of that happening, they have come on the witness stand and just pointed the finger at each other and other core participants. And that's been very difficult and very frustrating.
Today really should be a milestone. Survivors and bereaved are questioning the whole inquiry process.
I can't speak for every bereaved survivor. I have faith in the inquiry process, and I think that we will get the truth. We'll have to wait another year. You know, justice delayed is justice denied. I think, you know, it's probably worth saying to you that for many people, the inquiry is a little bit of a sideshow. What people here really want is they want arrests. They want people who perpetrated the events of Grenfell to be held to account and face justice, face the courts, face prison.
When you have a web of blame, as outlined today, with all the key players essentially pointing the finger at another, does that erode your confidence that you will get the accountability which you have fought so hard for over the last 5.5 years?
I don't think it will, because I think that the failings are so manifest and so obvious. The fact that the core participants themselves deny their failings isn't going to save them. The inquiry has sort of uncovered this shocking, shocking array of failures. And, you know, no one has come to this inquiry and left with any credit.
And from having spoken to you before, preventing another similar type disaster is high on the agenda. And yet people saying today there have been 4 prime ministers, 7 secretaries of state since the tragedy, and yet in many respects no progress.
I have very little faith in the fact that the recommendations that Sir Martin will make in a year's time will be acted upon by the government. And if they're not acted upon by the government, it's very likely that you and I will be sitting down having a similar conversation to this in 1, 2 or 3 years' time, when there's another devastating fire. The struggle now and the fight now is about truth, which hopefully we will obtain through the public inquiry, justice through the Criminal Prosecution Service, and change. And, you know, change involves removing all flammable cladding, ensuring that people that live in social housing are treated with dignity and respect, and making sure that there is a change in culture in the construction industry.
So, Barry, what happens now?
Inquiry Chair Martin Moore-Brick now prepares his final report, and he will examine which of the main players were most responsible for the blaze. It's expected this report may be completed towards the middle of next year.
All right, Barry Lenihan, as always, thank you very much.